Praise the Lord. God bless you. Peace and blessings unto thee. And know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee for good and mighty, mighty, mighty things. I believe by the Holy Ghost as I'm prophesying this, that as you have released this mighty, awesome seed, that you're going to come into a time of a breakthrough. I prophesy and I speak unto the heavens that increase shall be around thee. I prophesy and I speak protection around thee. I prophesy and speak that there shall be a hedge of protection in all that you do, surrounding your place of dwelling, surrounding everything that belongs to you. I prophesy it and I decree it. And you will step into a time of increase, because God said he's going to touch something surrounding the home. He's going to touch something surrounding real estate. And you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch the very foundations of your life. And I will cause you to step into a time of a mighty increase. I will cause you to step into a time of an awesome breakthrough. I will cause you to come into a time where the Lord says, be not disturbed, because whatever this instability is, for the Lord says that the conditions are changing, conflicting things are trying to show up, but God says, not so. Be not restless, but trust me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. He says, do not react to news. Do not react, but halabako shanda. He says, stay focused. Changes even in finances, and you're going to begin to find that God shall lift thee up. He says, keep thine eyes stayed on me and keep your head in heaven. Keep your eyes on me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, because he says something is about to unfold. He says, stay low, stay in my presence, fast and pray, stay in my presence, because something is about to unfold that is going to bless you. For the Lord says, be not busy, neither look to the left, neither look to the right. But God says, I'm working all things out for your favor. And you're going to begin to see that there's a shifting and there is a moving that is happening on your behalf. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is an hour when new doors are opening up for thee. He says that I have surprises for thee. I have surprises for thee, because the Lord says, you are my beloved and I love you. You are the apple of my eye. And I heard the Lord say unto me that this is a season. He says, do not get into arguments. There could be some kind of a difference of an opinion, or a demanding financial situation could stir up some old issues. Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. He says, don't halabako shanda. Watch whom you have around you. Watch people whom you have around you. He says, guard your mind, your heart, your soul, and even your flesh, because someone's intentions are not of me. They're saying one thing, but they have other hidden motives and hidden intentions. For the Lord says, he shall move thee and he shall bless thee, and he will show you the works of the enemies. He will show you. So the Lord will say unto thee, but prepare, prepare and stay focused, because change is about to happen, and you will step into a season of a new direction. You will step into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. And I will bring you into a time of wisdom. I will bring you into a time of greater knowledge. I will bring you into a time of promotion. For the Lord says, you have earned it, and you are about to reap the things that you have sown. For know that I have equipped thee, and I shall strengthen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. And I have endowed thee with an anointing of glory, an anointing of power. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto me that this is a season that if there is an ending of a relationship, God says, let it be. Guard your heart and guard your mind. Let no one move you. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me. He says again, let no one move you, because he says, I am your financial banker. I am your financial security, and I will touch every aspect of your life. And I heal thee, yea, even in this hour. I go deep down within thy soul, and I uncover the things that is not of me, and I heal thee so that you can begin to move forward. I heal thy heart. I heal thy spirit. I heal thine emotions, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For I shall bring changes that shall cause you to prosper, and you will see me move in your life in an unusual way. Oh, changes, changes. It may look like it's chaos, but God says it's not chaos. There is order. Oh, watch me. You will see, even as you move into November, you're going to see promotion and additional financial support. Now the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that this is your hour and this is your season of the moving of the Spirit, for I have planted thee. I have planted thee. And though it may felt as if you were in a straitjacket, though you have gone through the several months of trials and tribulations, the Lord says, I protected you and I kept you. I guarded you and I kept you. So now the Lord will say unto thee that even as Joseph spoke the word that what you meant for evil, God says he meant it for good. Even as Job suffered and as he prayed for those who came up against him, God says he blessed him. Now the Lord says, guard your health, yea, even in this season, and do not let stress nor frustration have his place in thee. He says, eat healthy, and move in order. Get to bed early and know that I will bless thee, and I will cause you to come into a time of great increase. For this is the season of management. This is the season of reorganizing. This is a season of greater structure. For I will bring an opportunity for change around thee. Change, change, change. He says, trust me, trust the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Lord. He says, watch me, because things are a little bit unpredictable. People say one thing and they do something else. He says, put not thy trust in man, but put your trust in me, saith the Lord of hosts. For something that you have been waiting for is about to show. Oh, I see increase. I see promotion. I send thee support, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Guard yourself. Watch your decisions. Don't make impulsive decisions. Don't be irresponsible. He says, don't put your foot in your mouth, but stay in my presence. And that is the place where I am going to bless thee. That is the place where I'm going to cause you to come into a time of increase, and you will see my glory. Know that the Lord will say unto thee, he says, do not take on an argumentative or a stubborn attitude. He says, this is not of me. Something surrounding insurance. Something around insurance. He says, I'm going to work that out. Something surrounding property. He says, go ahead and get your health checkup as well. He says unto thee further, that as you are moving about in this hour, you are about to see new things opening up for thee. Surprises I have in store for thee. An upset may try to come your way. Stay focused. As you move forward into the month of November, 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 everyone's going to be turning to you, looking for you for counsel. He says, watch your promises, but follow through. I'm further hearing the Spirit of the Lord say unto me that as you move about, even in the month of November, I hear the Spirit says that he's going to do some things surrounding the home. Responsibilities. It's going to be a time of further learning. It's going to be a time of graduation, a time of recognition, a time of rewards that will be coming your way even during that month. You'll also begin to see that increase shall be around thee. I want you to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Lola. I just hear God saying that there's revelation knowledge, there's wisdom that is in you. God says this is the season for the knowledge and the wisdom that is in you to come forth. I see a lot of books around you. I see you surrounded by a lot of writings and journals. God says the season is coming that you're going to begin to speak outwardly what you have spent in your private time putting in you. And that's the word of the Lord.
And God says laughter is your portion in this season. God says the season of rejoicing and dancing. Good news, you will hear, God says. And God says this is also a time where you shall have clarification. For as you walk in clarity, God says you will be able to make wise decisions in this season, said the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lola. I hear Father God saying this is the season of the test before the blessing. Father God says, let not your heart be troubled, nor be dismayed. For Father God says, this is the season to refer. Now, this is very interesting. Sister Lola, God says, refer to your prophetic words. Father God says, study your prophetic words in this season, for there's some things coming to pass in this season that God promised you. Now, I hear Father God saying many changes in this season and many decisions in this season. Father God says, wisdom is thy portion of this season. And I hear Father God saying he likens you to an Esther in this season. For Father God says you're going to free many concerning some decisions that you're going to make. Now, I hear Father God says, don't worry about the past. Don't consult the past. Father God says, stay focused on the now and stay focused on your priorities. I hear Father God saying, write the book and publish. And that is the word of the Lord. And Sister Lola, I hear Father God saying, do follow up on your medical appointments, because Father God says he's doing something in your joints and in your circulation. And that is the word of the Lord.
I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know that as you move about into the month of December, he says, stay centered, stay centered, stay centered, stay in prayer, stay in prayer. For the Lord will say unto thee that things are shifting and changing. For the Lord says unto thee that shall be your Sabbath, your time of staying in the presence of the Lord, your time where you must seek the face of the Lord, a time when you're going to begin to let go of things that try to break your focus. A time where the Lord says, guard your emotions. Do not let your emotions cloud your vision. It shall be a time where I shall stir up the gift deep down inside of thee. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, I shall stir up thy prophetic gifting and thine prophetic anointing. It shall be a time where the Lord says, do not lose your temper, but keep your eyes stayed on me. It's almost as if it's going to be a time of like hibernation where you must stay before the Lord. Just stay in his presence. Do what you got to do, but stay in his presence. Read and study. It shall be a time where the Lord says you need to begin to rest in him again and begin to analyze some things and look at some things on where you're looking to go and what you're asking for Father to do for thee. It's a time for you to get in touch with your spiritual side. Get away, go on a retreat for a few days and seek my face, because 2015 shall be a time of great changes, lots of changes, lots of travel all around thee. I can further tell you that as you're moving about in the month of December, that the month of December shall be a time of the moving of the Spirit. But I want to go back for just a moment and talk to you some more about November. He says, pay close attention to the needs of family and your circle of friends. Financially, it could be a month of some unexpected rewards coming your way, because I just saw a blessings coming your way. Because God says you're going to be moving into the right direction. Something surrounding a possible relative you may have to deal with. It's almost as if that people are going to be looking to you for great counsel and great advice. There's a kingly anointing that shall be upon thee, and it cannot be ignored. There may be some tension that could come to head, but there's going to be an opportunity to turn that thing around. Now let's go back into the month of December. I want you to circle December the 6th. Between the 2nd of December to around about the 12th, something unusual that is going to bless you. In the month of December, you're going to begin to see that frustration could try to show your way, but God show up your way, but God says it's going to pay off and bless you. I see you going on an inward journey, and I see expansion all around you. It shall be a time of soul searching. It shall be a time of new opportunities that's going to be coming your way. For the Lord said, it's your season. It is your day. It is your time of great increase. And as you move forward into January of 2015, you will see what the Father shall do and create for thee. Great things are in store for thee in 2015. Well, God bless you, and thank you for your miracle seed. Peace.